Good afternoon, everyone. John Curtis here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville. We're all about you. And in court today, a preliminary examination hearing was held for felony criminal sexual conduct charges involving three counts. The prosecutors presented a plea offer where the defendant would plead guilty or no contest to two counts, with the remaining count dismissed and no further charges brought concerning the same victim. The defendant, Mark Rolfe, confirmed he understood his rights and, after consulting with his attorney, voluntarily waived his right to a preliminary examination. The court accepted the waiver, finding it was made knowingly and voluntarily, and was bound the case over to circuit court for an arraignment scheduled for Monday, March 2nd at 9 a.m. And a retired Saginaw teacher who worked as a substitute was sentenced this week for assaulting a young student at an elementary school more than a year ago. Court records show 72-year-old Charlene Botiford received 6 months of probation and a $500 fine and must complete anger management following no contest plea to a misdemeanor assault charge. The plea deal led prosecutors to drop a more serious child abuse count. The charge stemmed from an October 2024 incident at Stone Elementary School where surveillance video captured Botiford kicking and stepping on a six-year-old boy lying in a hallway before pushing him down the corridor. During sentencing, Saginaw County District Judge Elian Fichtner barred Botiford from having contact with the victim or working in any role involving children. Botiford apologized in court for her actions. Saginaw Public Schools confirmed Botiford had retired in 2013 and was employed through a substitute teacher staffing agency at the time of the incident. When we come back after this Autumnwood of Deckerville sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
At Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Autumnwood of Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and drivers across mid-Michigan faced multiple traffic slowdowns Wednesday after a series of crashes along the region's major highways. The Michigan Department of Transportation, or MDOT, reported several incidences on I-75, including one in Saginaw County near M81 exit that temporarily shut down southbound lanes before reopening. One of the incidents was a semi-truck rolled over in a ditch on I-75 south near Saginaw, and a few feet in front of that incident was another semi that jackknifed and blocked multiple lanes of traffic. Other wrecks were reported and later cleared in Aranac, Bay, and Tuscola counties, including crashes near Sterling Road in Aranac County after US 10 in Bay County, and along M81 in Tuscola County. Additional north and southbound I-75 crashes in Saginaw and Bay counties also caused lane closures throughout the day, but all lanes have since reopened. In Genesee County, a crash on eastbound I-69 near I-475 briefly blocked multiple lanes before crews cleared the scene. And in the Thumb of Michigan, multiple vehicles reported off the roadways in ditches and farm fields. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously as winter weather continues to create slick conditions across the region. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. A net news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville. We're all about you.